Thanks, Brad. Good morning. EPD's problem-oriented policing unit served a search warrant at a residence on the 3600 block of O Street, Eureka. 38-year-old Robert Brian Barfield was detained, and according to reports, the search turned up 7 to 8 rooms full of pot, a large-scale marijuana growing operation, including 4 grow rooms and 4 rooms dedicated to drying and trimming. 300 plants were seized with a street value of $150,000. Barfield said he moved to Eureka from Georgia only 3 months ago and allegedly remarked that he relocated to Humboldt because pot is legal here. He was arrested on an array of charges. The sheriff's office has made a recommendation to the district attorney's office to pursue a murder charge and an auto theft charge against 28-year-old Jason Warren for his role in the death of 47-year-old Hoopaw resident Dorothy Ulrich. Detectives conclude Ulrich was murdered in the early hours of September 27th at her home in Hoopaw. A silver Kia Spectra was then stolen from Hoopaw, and that vehicle is the vehicle that slammed into 3 women jogging on Old Arcata Road, killing Suzanne Seaman and severely injuring Terry Vroman Little and Jessica Hunt. Detectives believe Warren stole the Kia after killing Ulrich and was behind the wheel when the women were run down. Eureka police soon located the vehicle abandoned in Eureka and then located and arrested Warren later that day. Warren is currently serving a 9-year sentence at San Quentin Prison after being sentenced for other crimes and failing to appear for a sentencing hearing after being released on a Cruz waiver. The CHP is the investigating agency for the hit-and-run incident, and the case remains under investigation. Heavy rain and high winds swept across Humboldt County yesterday, bringing localized flooding, dangerous driving conditions, and leaving a few thousand Pacific Gas and Electric customers without power. Approximately 2,000 customers lost power due to branches coming down on power lines, and the hardest hit areas were Riodell and West Haven. PG&E crews were at work throughout the day working to restore power. Caltrans crews have also been busy dealing with mud and rock slides, flooded culverts and drains, and ensuring local roads are clear of debris. We could see more heavy rain tonight, with the possibility of accumulation between a quarter of half an inch, with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. The California State University Board of Trustees has submitted the budget requests to the governor and the legislature. Humboldt State University in Arcata is part of the CSU system, a system that expects to bring in more than 20,000 new students over the next year following the passage of Proposition 30. The budget plan asks for an increase of $371 million over the current baseline budget for enrollment growth, facility maintenance, and employee compensation. The entire budget plan would bring total spending at the CSU system to $4.5 billion. More KINS News after this.
Lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire discusses the effect that heavy rains can have on our local community. Here's Dan with more.
You can almost guarantee that heavy rains and high winds on the north coast will bring down power lines and leave people without electricity, and you can also expect small mud and rock slides that need to be cleaned up. But north coast cities like Arcata have their own worries during and after winter storms, as Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza pointed out on Talk Shop.
Nothing overflowed in Arcata, but we have some very full creeks, and water drainage is a big issue that our public works staff works on year-round. A couple of weeks ago, we had a high rock crew taking down some vegetation on West End Road.
Mendoza notes that it's a constant process to ensure culverts and gullies, as well as drainage ditches, remain clear of debris that can quickly lead to localized flooding.
It's a year-round thing because, you know, we can't, of course, run backhoes in the ditches anymore, so we have to do it by hand, and it's a labor-intensive, very expensive thing, so we work it basically year-round, and I know it's paying off because we're not have the flooding.
There were no reports of major flooding or damage from this recent storm, and part of that reason is being prepared.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Department of Health wants to remind those who wish to get a tattoo that you ensure the tattoo artist is registered with the County Department of Environmental Health. The Safe Body Art Act went into effect earlier this year. It requires those who perform body art to register with the county to ensure their practice is safe and protects customers as well as artists. With the KINS and Southern News, I'm Anthony Mantova.